we can see the sharp contrast between the faithful and wise servant and the evil servant. And it's startling in a way to realize that the only difference that's given, no doubt there it's not the only difference between the two servants, but the only difference that's given is their expectation of their master's coming. And so it lets us have this warning that if we forget about, we're speaking now as believers, waiting for the Lord to come and take us as his people to heaven any moment, if we forget about this, it promotes an attitude of superiority, an attitude of obnoxious behavior, pushy, bossy behavior, beating his fellow servants and having immoral behavior in his own personal life. He's not keeping company with the right people. He's hanging around with the drunkards, the people who are completely dissolute and uncontrolled in their habits. He's not representing his master because he's not expecting him. And we may say that if we realize this in our own experiences, or we maybe see a fellow believer who is conducting himself or herself with some of these characteristics, it may be that the antidote is to refresh our enjoyment and appreciation of the imminent return of the Lord Jesus, to realize our master is coming. Our time is short. He is all worthy to give us a task and to desire that we would carry it out. And who are we to take a task that he has given us and to toss it in the corner and say, well, I'll get to that when I feel like it. And when he comes, maybe I'll pick it up again. This is such disrespect for the master. It shows that there is not an expectation at that moment of his coming. So again, not to make a direct link in every case, but we may see the results of forgetting about the imminent return of the Lord and what it does in our hearts too. We may not be the evil servant who will be losing his reward, that because there never was a real relationship, but we can almost, as it, you might say, link arms with the evil servant by behaving in similar ways because we forget about his our Lord's coming. Also, a very nice comment regarding this expression from the evil servant. When some would like to try to determine the day or the hour of the Lord's return, they are aligning themselves with this evil servant who says, well, he's not coming today. He's not coming tomorrow. It's sometime in the future. If we fix a date for the Lord's coming and say, well, it will be some months down the road. It will be 3 months from now. It will be 2 years from now. We're saying, my master's delaying his coming. He won't be coming today. And it puts us on the same footing as this evil servant who said, we don't have to worry about his coming until some future time.
We look at the evil servant. We talked about the faithful servant, how wise, how faithful he is in regard to his master, and that will display itself in his behavior and his conduct with his fellow servant. Now, this is a sphere where Christ is owned as Lord. They both of them own him as Lord. They have that profession that they own him as Lord. The point in the evil servant, as Brother Bill have mentioned it, he said in his heart, it is a matter of affection. When my affection departed, when my affection depart from loving my master, from waiting for him, nothing else will do. You could put all of the requirement, all of the regulation, everything what you have to do and what you not have to do. If the affection is not there, it's going to be all fake, and it's not real. And that is a point of departure. What the Lord told the church of Ephesus, what I have against thee, they were working very hard. They have left your first love. That affection toward my master and toward his coming. Have an eye object, Lord, below. We sing that hymn. Have an eye object, Lord, below. And we sing it sometimes in very fervent voice. But do we really mean it? There are objects here. Some of them are legitimate things that we live, but we need to realize that our occupation here on earth, we are ambassador for Christ. We are pilgrim and stranger. God had put us in a different places, at school, at the workplace, wherever He puts us, not because of the idea of the school or the work. That's a mean. But the purpose of Him putting us there, that we might be faithful and good and wise servant for Him. So if my heart is not in the right place, my attachment will be to the wrong things. And as a result of that, it will make sense. I'm going to keep company with those who are just like-minded. Those who are earth dweller. They eat and drink because tomorrow will die. As a matter of fact, Scripture, the Lord described them as drunken. People who are intoxicated. You see, a person who is intoxicated, they cannot walk in a straight line. They cannot. They cannot make a right judgment. And these are the people of the world. Their judgment, look at them today. What's right is wrong, and what's wrong is right, and it depends on the public opinion, and who said what, and your opinion is better than good as everybody else. And they are intoxicated. And Satan have intoxicated them with the pleasure of this world that they could not discern what's right and what's wrong. Are these the people who are we a company with? Are these the people that are influencing us? And we are living just like them, as we have heard. You cannot find the difference between a dead person and a sleeping person. From afar, they look the same. And as believers, sometimes we look like dead person. We are sleeping. We are not responsive to anything. The heart matter is very, very important. The problem with this servant is he tried to have it both ways. That's why when his Lord comes, he will cut him in two. He cuts him asunder. He cuts him in two. Because he wasn't real. He tried to be good for the world and good for the Lord. He tried to wear two coats. And a Christian should not have two coats. And I'm not talking about these clothes you have in your house. I'm talking about the appearance before the Lord and before the brethren ought to be the same appearance before the world. I cannot be, because that's why he put him, he hang around them. You know where the Lord put him in the end? In verse 51, he put them with a hypocrite. Because he was a hypocrite. That's where you want it to be? Well, you're going to spend the rest of eternity with them. It's a solemn warning to us. The idea of double-hearted, the idea of double mind, the idea of not simple mind. We call Him Lord and we act like we are the Lord. We call Him Lord and we claim His people are to be our people, and we are hanging around with those who are intoxicated with the things of the world. And the way they think, it's influencing us. The way they act, it's influencing us. And we seem are sometimes ashamed of acknowledging Him as Lord in our conduct. We want it to be like the rest of the world. And that's what Samson said. Take my hair off. Shave it off. I'll be like everybody else. And the moment we lose this idea of faithfulness, the heart affection, the separation, we will be like everybody else. And guess where you end? If you're an unbeliever, you're going to end with them.